Welcome to Impact Livewire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and other exciting people that support a Maddox mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans. Today we'll be interviewing Ann Dudley.
A leader in IMATIC and a major contributor to our leadership. So Ann, I know you're currently this month, your guys are involved with Teaching for Prowess. Can you give us a little insight of what that's all about?
Teaching for Prowess is an NSF grant that IMATIC applied for together with a couple of other groups, colleges. And we're trying to focus on departmental transformation that increases student success through active learning. Our two original colleges are into their second year now, and we're about to bring on at least six more colleges working to enact some departmental transformation.
So you mentioned about six more colleges coming on board. If I'm a member of one of the colleges and I want to try to get involved, how would I go about doing that?
You'd want to go to our website, which is Teaching for Prowess at wordpress.com, and pick up all the information you can get to apply. Applications are due April 15th of 2022. So you have some time to gather the information, but you want to go get started on it now, because it is going to take a while to think through what your project is going to be. And by the way, each college can get awarded up to $150,000 for a three-year project.
And is there any requirements on the project that they have to do?
Yeah, there are some very specific requirements, and they're all outlined on the website.
So if I want more information, I can go to the website, I can find out exactly what the criteria is, and I'll be able to apply starting next year. Is that correct?
Yes, and exactly. And if you have questions along the way, their email address is there. You can contact us and ask further questions.
What is the ultimate goal of NSF grant? How long does it last? What's your ultimate vision for the project?
Well, the grant itself goes through 2025. And the goal is to move us more away from standing in the front of the room and teaching and more towards student involvement in the classroom, active learning, collaborative learning, that kind of thing. And to do that effectively, you have to have systemic department change. You can't just have one or two teachers doing it. So the goal is to work with entire departments that want to change and move toward active learning.
And why did you decide to get involved in this project?
Well, first I was asked. I'm the executive director of IMATIC now, and we needed a connection to IMATIC because IMATIC really reaches out to community colleges, math teachers throughout the country. And I said, this is something near and dear to my heart. I really think active learning is the way to get students engaged in mathematics today. And so, of course, I said yes.
Well, you've been actively involved in IMATIC for a number of years, and we really appreciate it. But who's been your biggest supporter or your mentor or your role model over the last couple of years?
If you talk to the people around me, they all think I'm their mentor, but they have all kind of risen beyond me and become, I watch what they do. I've been watching April Strom and Laura Watkins and Kate Kozak, who all have done amazing things in IMATIC, who all started in Arismatic many years ago when I was involved in Arismatic. So it's kind of, we've come full circle now. I think of them as my mentors, even though they, if you ask them, they would say I was their mentor.
That's very interesting. Hey, what's something about you that most people wouldn't know?
Well, there's a surprise that I was born in Arizona. A lot of people think I'm not from Arizona, but I was born in Arizona. I did grow up in St. Louis, and then came back to Arizona to go to college. And I've just stayed in Arizona. The surprise thing is that in the summers, when I'm up at the cabin, not in Phoenix, but up near Flagstaff, is I'm part of a fire department. So I work with the fire department. I don't actually drive the trucks. I do communications. I'm on the radio. But I do spend some time. In fact, last night we got paged out at 11 o'clock at night. So when it's time to go, it's time to go.
That's very interesting. That's great. Hey, if people want to connect either with you or you mentioned the website for Teaching for Prowess, but if people want to get some more information, where's a good way for them to connect with you?
Best way to reach out to me right now is my IMATIC email address, which is a Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, at amatic.org. You you can find me there.
So that wraps up our interview this month. Please join us again next month. And until then, continue to make an impact every day.